With those words, Zeus turned to his own son Hermes. You are our messenger, Hermes, sent on all our missions. Announce to the nymph with lovely braids our fixed decree. Odysseus journeys home, the exile must return, but not in the convoy of the gods or mortal men. No, on a lashed makeshift raft and wrung with pains, on the 20th day he will make his landfall, fertile Scheria, the land of Phaeacians, close-kin to the gods themselves, who with all their hearts will prize him like a god, and send him off in a ship to his own beloved land, giving him bronze and hoards of gold and robes, more plunder than he could ever have won from Troy if Odysseus had returned intact with his fair share. So his destiny ordains. He shall see his loved ones, reach his high-roofed house, his native land, at last. So Zeus decreed, and the giant-killing guide obeyed at once. Quickly under his feet he fastened the supple sandals, ever-glowing gold, that wing him over the waves and boundless earth with the rush of gusting winds. He seized the wand that enchants the eyes of men whenever Hermes wants, or wakes us up from sleep. That wand in his grip, the powerful giant killer, swooping down from Pieria, down the high clear air, plunged to the sea, and skimmed the waves like a tern that down the deadly gulfs of the barren salt swells glides and dives for fish, dipping its beating wings in bursts of spray. So Hermes skimmed the crests on endless crests. But once he gained that island world apart, up from the deep blue sea he climbed to dry land, and strode on till he reached the spacious cave where the nymph with lovely braids had made her home, and he found her there inside. A great fire blazed on the hearth, and the smell of cedar cleanly split and sweetwood burning bright wafted a cloud of fragrance down the island. Deep inside she sang, the goddess Calypso, lifting her breathtaking voice as she glided back and forth before her loom, her golden shuttle weaving. Thick, luxuriant woods grew round the cave, alders and black poplars, pungent cypress too, and there birds roosted, folding their long wings, owls and hawks, and the spread-beaked ravens of the sea, black skimmers who make their living off the waves. And round the mouth of the cavern trailed a vine laden with clusters bursting with ripe grapes. Four springs in a row, bubbling, clear and cold, running side by side, took channels left and right. Soft meadows spreading round were starred with violets, lush with beds of parsley. Why, even the deathless god who came upon that place would gaze in wonder, heart entranced with pleasure. Hermes the guide, the mighty giant killer, stood there, spellbound. But once he'd had his fill of marvelling at it all, he briskly entered the deep-vaulted cavern. Calypso, lustrous goddess, knew him at once. As soon as she saw his features face to face. Immortals are never strangers to each other, no matter how distant one may make her home. But as for great Odysseus, Hermes could not find him within the cave. Off he sat on a headland, weeping there as always, wrenching his heart with sobs and groans and anguish, gazing out over the barren sea through blinding tears. But Calypso, lustrous goddess, questioned Hermes, seating him on a glistening polished chair. God of the Golden Wand, why have you come? A beloved, honored friend, but it's been so long, your visit's much too rare. Tell me what's on your mind, I'm eager to do it, whatever I can do. Whatever can be done. And the goddess drew a table up beside him, heaped with ambrosia. Mixed him deep red nectar. Hermes the guide and giant killer ate and drank. Once he had dined and fortified himself with food, he launched right in, replying to her questions. As one god to another, you ask me why I've come. I'll tell you the whole story, mince no words. Your wish is my command. It was Zeus who made me come, no choice of mine. Who would willingly roam across a salty waste so vast, so endless? Think. No city of men in sight, and not a soul to offer the gods a sacrifice and burn the fattest victims. But there is no way, you know, for another god to thwart the will of storming Zeus and make it come to nothing. Zeus claims you keep beside you a most unlucky man, most harried of all who fought for Priam's Troy 9 years, sacking the city in the 10th, and then set sail for home. But voyaging back, they outraged Queen Athena, who loosed the gales and pounding seas against them. There all the rest of his loyal shipmates died. But the wind drove him on, the current bore him here. Now Zeus commands you to send him off with all good speed. It is not his fate to die here, far from his own people. Destiny still ordains that he shall see his loved ones, reach his high-roofed house, his native land at last.